From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Today, the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will also testify in front of Congress. An outspoken critic of the agency he now leads, Acting Director Mick Mulvaney, will give his first report to Congress. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff has this preview.
In 4 short months, Mick Mulvaney's nearly put Maria Early out of a job. As a partner at the law firm Reed Smith, she helps defend banks against CFPB investigations. Or at least she did, until Mulvaney took over the bureau.
Now I'm not doing anything in front of the CFPB with respect to enforcement.
Mulvaney's frozen or dropped most of those cases. Brianne Garrod of the Constitutional Accountability Center expects he'll stick to his old talking points.
Certainly in his semi-annual report issued just a couple of days ago, you know, he essentially tried to rehash the arguments about the bureau having too little accountability and suggesting that Congress change its structure.
Joe Jacko of law firm Foley & Lardner says regardless of what happens to the CFPB, the Dodd-Frank law that created it also gives state attorneys general the power to enforce its regulations. So
as there's this perception that the CFPB is pulling back, the state AGs are just going to go in and fill the gap.
And those investigations, Mulvaney can't stop. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoff for Marketplace.